This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate approved a stopgap funding bill Thursday in a rare show of cross-party unity to avert a crippling government shutdown for another 2 months. The vote to fund federal agencies through December 3rd passed comfortably, with opposition Republicans supporting the Democrats, and is expected to be greenlit by the House of Representatives before the midnight deadline. In addition, the measure will provide funding to help process and resettle Afghan refugees and finally deliver on critical disaster aid for Americans battered by the storms and wildfires this summer. The rare example of cross-party cooperation comes with Democratic leaders still trying to hammer out a deal over President Biden's faltering $3.5 trillion social spending package with no Republican support and a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Qatar's top diplomat Thursday labeled a recent string of rights abuses in Afghanistan disappointing and called on the Taliban leadership to look to Doha for how to run an Islamic system. The Taliban publicly hung 4 alleged kidnappers from cranes last week, and older girls are still unable to resume their studies after weeks. Doha has become a key broker in Afghanistan following last month's withdrawal of U.S. forces, helping to evacuate thousands of foreigners and Afghans, engaging the new Taliban rulers, and supporting operations at Kabul Airport. Afghanistan's health system is on the verge of collapse, a top Red Cross official warned Thursday, saying more than 2,000 health facilities had been shuttered across the conflict-ravaged country. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warned a dire lack of funding was pushing Afghanistan's health system to the brink. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. The United States warned Thursday that Bosnian Serb threats to secede from Bosnia violated a 1990s peace deal and would only lead to isolation and economic despair. The warning came just days before the Serb member of Bosnia's tripartite presidency said that Bosnian Serbs want to form their own army within a few months. But a U.S. diplomat told him that, quote, threats of secession and rolling back reforms to state-level institutions, end quote, breached the Washington-brokered deal that ended Bosnia's 1990s war, the U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo tweeted. Russian and U.S. diplomats held talks behind closed doors in Geneva Thursday, the latest round of discussions aimed at ironing out the many tensions between the world's top two nuclear powers. The U.S. State Department's number two and Russia's deputy foreign minister were due to meet for most of the day and expected to discuss disarmament, new technologies, space, and the artificial intelligence, according to the Swiss news agency ATS. Slovenia's Constitutional Court Thursday blocked a government plan to make coronavirus vaccines mandatory for public employees hours before it was due to come into force. The government had planned to require around 31,000 people, including civil servants, policemen, and soldiers, to either be vaccinated or to have recovered from COVID-19 in order to continue working. The mandate was due to come into effect Friday, but in response to a complaint against the measure brought by the police officers' union, the court decided to block its implementation. The EU will extend its export control mechanism for COVID-19 vaccines for another 3 months until the end of the year and then replace it with a monitoring program, the European Commission said Thursday. The export control mechanism, introduced January 29th, means makers of COVID-19 vaccines produced in the EU need to get approval before shipping the doses outside the bloc. EU leaders will get together in 3 weeks to discuss soaring energy prices and how to mitigate their impact on European consumers, European Council President Charles Michel's office said Thursday. The important topic has been added to the agenda of a summit taking place October 21st and 22nd, Michel's spokesperson said. Hungary's first ever opposition primary election to find a candidate to challenge Prime Minister Viktor Orban next year was set for a runoff after the first round proved inconclusive, partial results showed Thursday. Klára Dobrev, a 49-year-old lawyer and MEP from the leftist Democratic Coalition, was first choice of voters among six differing opposition parties that have united.